Chapter 3. See, I am sending my servant, and he will make ready the way before me, and the Lord, whom you are looking for, will suddenly come to his temple, and the angel of the agreement, in whom you have delight, see, he is coming, says the Lord of armies. But by whom may the day of his coming be faced? And who may keep his place when he is seen? For he is like the metal tester's fire and the cleaner's soap. He will take his seat, testing and cleaning the sons of Levi, burning away the evil from them as from gold and silver, so that they may make offerings to the Lord in righteousness. Then the offering of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasing to the Lord, as in days gone by, and as in past years. And I will come near to you for judging, I will quickly be a witness against the wonder workers, against those who have been untrue in married life, against those who take false oaths, against those who keep back from the servant his payment, and who are hard on the widow and the child without a father, who do not give his rights to the man from a strange country, and have no fear of me, says the Lord of armies, for I am the Lord. I am unchanged, and so you, O sons of Jacob, have not been cut off. From the days of your fathers you have been turned away from my rules and have not kept them. Come back to me, and I will come back to you, says the Lord of armies. But you say, how are we to come back? Will a man keep back from God what is right? But you have kept back what is mine. But you say, what have we kept back from you? Tenths and offerings. You are cursed with a curse, for you have kept back from me what is mine, even all this nation. Let your tenths come into the storehouse so that there may be food in my house, and put me to the test by doing so, says the Lord of armies, and see if I do not make the windows of heaven open and send down such a blessing on you that there is no room for it. And on your account I will keep back the locusts from wasting the fruits of your land, and the fruit of your vine will not be dropped on the field before its time, says the Lord of armies, and you will be named happy by all nations, for you will be a land of delight, says the Lord of armies. Your words have been strong against me, says the Lord. And still you say, what have we said against you? You have said, it is no use worshipping God, what profit have we had from keeping his orders, and going in clothing of sorrow before the Lord of armies? And now to us the men of pride seem happy, yes, the evildoers are doing well, they put God to the test and are safe. Then those in whom was the fear of the Lord had talked together, and the Lord gave ear, and it was recorded in a book to be kept in mind before him, for those who had the fear of the Lord and gave thought to his name. And they will be mine, says the Lord, in the day when I make them my special property, and I will have mercy on them as a man has mercy on his son who is his servant. Then you will again see how the upright man is different from the sinner, and the servant of God from him who is not.